The Hollywood Farmers Market is one of about 60 farmers markets in the city of LA. It pops up every Sunday morning at the corner of Hollywood and Ivar, and almost as soon as the vendors set up their tents, it's a bustling block of fruits, flowers, hot foods, and handicrafts. Chris Jones is a regular shopper.
Vendors here have a lot more information about what makes their food healthy or, you know, what might be a draw to people. So I like that, you know, you can ask questions and get answers as opposed to, you know, going to your local grocery. You don't always get that.
Another bonus for Jones, she's able to pay for her produce at this market using CalFresh Electronic Benefits Transfer, or EBT, the government assistance program formerly known as food stamps.
Good, how are you?
Good, right.
Can we get 30?
30?
Right.
Well over a million people in the LA area rely on CalFresh to buy groceries each month, and even more are eligible to use the program but haven't enrolled. But according to the Los Angeles Food Policy Council, more than half of farmers markets in LA don't accept EBT. Claire Fox is the organization's executive director.
So it seemed very curious to us that this very simple thing, farmers markets, which we all love, are not as inclusive and welcoming of our low-income neighbors as they could be.
Fox's organization is working with the LA City Council to make EBT a requirement at all farmers markets in LA. Through the CalFresh program, farmers markets can get a no-cost wireless point-of-sale device from the state. It's a lot like a portable credit card reader.
So you should enter your PIN, please.
Shoppers can swipe their EBT card at the manager's booth in exchange for vouchers that they can use at the market's produce stalls. Albert Tlatoa works with the South Central Farmers Cooperative. He's been a vendor at farmers markets around LA for 10 years. That includes some farmers markets that do accept EBT and others that don't.
It's a different system for each market, and each organization runs their farmers market differently, right? We would like to take it, but we don't take it all the time, you know?
He says when he can accept EBT.
Definitely you get more business.
The Food Policy Council says that's a common story. Their research suggests farmers markets that add EBT typically see an increase in revenue. So why do so many farmers markets still not accept EBT? Fox says many simply don't know about the program, and getting the program set up takes a lot of paperwork.
And for farmers markets that have mostly volunteers or a lot of turnover in staff, some of the smaller operations, that might be hard to do.
But those are minor concerns, says Councilman Jose Huizar, who's backing the ordinance. The real issue, he says, is public health.
If you have a farmer's market that doesn't have EBT, that individual who uses that is going to go to the local store that perhaps doesn't have those fresh fruits and vegetables. And so at the end of the day, this is going to allow for a healthier individual with the use of EBT and a healthier Los Angeles.
Huizar is optimistic that if passed, the ordinance could go into effect within 6 months. Not without some challenges. Some farmers markets take place in parks, others on streets, and others on private property, so there's no one-size-fits-all permitting process that would make it easy to enforce an EBT law across Los Angeles. And the law wouldn't be a silver bullet solution to the city's food access problems. There are still many more farmers markets in affluent neighborhoods than in low-income neighborhoods, but the LA Food Policy Council's Claire Fox says,
it sends a very strong message that the city is taking proactive steps towards addressing the crisis that we see around obesity, diet-related disease, and access to healthy food facing low-income communities and communities of color.
And for shoppers like Jones, the more healthy options, the better.
One of the big draws for me is being able to come here and get fresh local fruit and vegetables and all of that and use my card.
For Take Two, I'm Catherine Davis-Young.